and start now. If you want to grab an agenda, you are more than welcome to take it. We were going to review last meeting notes and talk about everything that we're going to be going on right now, but we're going to start at with Coach Hunt because he needs to leave. And I know that Tiffany had brought up some things last time about where's my stuff right here? About the the C-spine injuries versus CPR kind of stuff. So we were talking about that. So we're gonna let Coach Hunt do his thing, and then Jamie, you can talk about PE stuff, and then you're gonna do Coach Vell's little talk, and then we can get back into our agenda part. Okay,
Coach Hunt. I'll start with the fitness round for Coach Vell for middle school, and then high school. What we typically do and what we usually do is going to be April, where we kind of start hammering the fitness gram for that. I think it's a June submit thing that we have to submit it by June. So we usually handle that in April in case we miss kids. We still have May to get it done on testing days because those are usually like 2-hour blocks for us for PE and athletics for junior high to high school. We do all that all the way through 12th grade. Going into some of the things that we're doing athletically, some people don't know these things, so I like to kind of cover it every year with this, is what coaches. We have 30 coaches on staff, including our athletic trainer and myself. I think with me it's 31. Every single one of us by TEA and with UIL have to be certified in several areas. Those are CPR first aid training, we go through AED training, we go through safety training, which includes bloodborne and all that kind of stuff as well. Training provided by the UIL, they send us, it's an online thing that we have to do these tests and stuff prior to us even seeing the kid for the first day. So we don't let a coach step foot on a practice field until they've submitted all those forms, including CPR documentation, things like that. So those are annual requirements. We usually hammer those out June and July to get those done. A good example, we just hired a new coach in the middle of the year. People ask, how does that get done? Rottdale, this guy, for example, they're sending me all that stuff. So I've already been sent a copy of the CPR. I can transfer his UIL account that is housed. When a coach moves, it moves with them. So he doesn't have to retest and all that stuff. It just shows that he's done it. Or it red flags me that Rottdale let him and he needs to get it done. So I handle all that. Most places the trainer oversees those and makes sure that they are, but I'm kind of OCD in that area of making sure that that's all done before the coaches are in front of kids. On top of that, they have to do concussion and contest, ethics, UIL steroid education, safety training, which is a state law, concussion training, which is every 2 years or 1 year, depending on if they take the 2-hour course or the 1-hour course. Most of our coaches, I kind of encourage the 1-hour course, so they're always refreshed every year. Kind of like our sports physicals. We'll be having those in May. We're about to release some of those dates. We've got doctors that come here that do our middle school and high school. UIL asks for every other year, so 7, 9, 11 to get physicals. Since COVID and with all of our kids, that it's kind of one of those things for us. For me, I went to, it's not a policy, it's a guideline that we ask our kids to do, is we want every year to get a new physical. Just so that they're getting seen, that we know that they're okay. Most of our kids do get 1-year physicals anyways. So we've kind of done that. On top of all this, our football coaches have to do a best practice in tackling certification, which is a long process. It lasts for 2 years. I do it every year, even though I may or may not even coach a kid. That's kind of one of those things that I do, that if you ask your coaches to do it, it's kind of nice to know what they're learning or being taught that year, because things change. First year coaches, they have to take a fundamentals of coaching, which goes in line with the ethics and things like that. And then cheerleaders and coaches and sponsors, it's on the back end of it. Since they're not technically athletics, they're fine arts. They take one as well that is a safety risk minimization for cheerleading. So they kind of do their own as well. All that to say, I know the questions that Dr. Barry brought up. there's a lot of things that we do also, like on a Friday night, which she's aware of being down there. On a Friday night, we do have a team doctor from Scott and White there. We also have an athletic trainer that's there. We also usually, we kind of get lucky and get Bree Hodges there, who's also on our concussion oversight team. With her husband coaching here, it kind of adds to it. There's a whole lot of personnel that's there. We probably have more than probably what most big schools would get at the time of that. And so our biggest hiccup, in my opinion, that we're trying to get figure out and get better at is, I guess a few years ago, they stopped serving EMS. AMR was our people that we use. Well, they couldn't find enough drivers, or they don't supply them anymore to smaller schools. The big schools get them because they'll use the fire departments. So we use our local fire department to be our EMS for soccer, for sub-varsity and Friday night games. That's kind of the one that we're somewhat fighting right now. I'd like an ambulance there. That's just my personal, makes me feel better on the sideline. But with that being said, we are trained in a lot of areas. Coach Ray goes through a training that we pay for every year that incorporates, it circles back to more of your critical injuries, your spinal injuries, things like that. She is always going to be the first. She's at practices, every practice that we have. So if there's ever an injury, she's the first one to deal with those injuries. I've asked her what's her protocol or what's her thing about, you know, a kid's laying there, they're on their stomach, not on their back, they are on their stomach, and they're motionless. What's your process? And she went through details of it. She's sick today, so she's not even at school today, so I wish she could have been here to kind of give you more of a rundown. It's kind of the same thing as you got to check pulse, you got to check all those things. That's the main thing to check. Everybody talks about the Buffalo Bills guy and that one. You know, one of those scary situations, and I heard one of the trainers talking, and you know, their main concern was when they approached, he wasn't breathing, he was lifeless when they got there, so it didn't matter if he had a spinal injury to them or not at the time. It was, we've got to figure out what's wrong with him. So I've asked her those detailed questions. Those are ones I'm going to have her probably do a little bit more of a trainer explanation in our parent meetings for every sport on how she's going to deal with certain injuries, whether it's a concussion injury, because we have protocols. We have them. They're listed on our websites. They're listed in our handbooks, but I think it's really good to hear from the person that's going to be treating the kid. And then also the rehab and things like that. So there's some areas we're going to get better at to make sure that we're pumping that information out there, educating our kids and educating our parents on how we handle certain situations. But we do emergency action plans. I'm in charge of all those. I don't let anybody else touch those. Meaning when an ambulance is called, what door they arise, it's at every scores table. Supposed to be. I've found out that some people remove them thinking they're old pieces of paper. They'll even take the tape off because they're taped to the press box, baseball, softball, everywhere that we have one. In case something happens, that person can at least read the directions of call 911 and this is the address, and tell them what road to drive in on, what door to enter, which is the fastest, easiest way. I had a long talk with our Bell County SROs that are on site of, well, let's say we have to have a life flight come in, because I've had that happen at other schools I've been. Where are they landing on a Friday night? Where are they landing during this? You know, we have the fields, which helps, but 9 times out of 10 with a turf field, they're going to land right in the middle of a 50-yard line and have everybody else get everybody outside the gates. So we have emergency action plans to that. Talking with Nurse Drake, I think it's a good idea for us to go through some the coaches go through the trainings. They watch the videos. They see the online stuff. They see it, but put them through a mock one.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Cool. Live. Just
did it at the college level, but that was with the way bigger staff, medical staff. But I think with her and the resources we can get, maybe there is something we can sit there and teach. Bree got us a spinal. We never had a board, spinal board. Well, she found us a board to have, at least to have them. Most schools don't have them. I've asked around. We had a kid that got hurt for Rogers, and we couldn't move him because we didn't have a board. And even when they got here, they didn't have a board. So, but that was on the EMS, not us.
Crazy.
So that was something for us. It's just kind of one of those things that pop up, but I'm sure she can give you a better number of AEDs that we have. We have traveling AEDs.
Oh, yeah, we have, gosh. We have two at every single school here at Admin at Alternative, and then our coaching staff has, which Nikki keeps up with it, the trainer. She has probably about 7 or 8 that she, you know, signs out to the coaches and stuff. So right now we're doing good. We're going through and replacing some pads and batteries and stuff like that, but all of that is ordered and they're all working. We check them every month.
So what I tell our coaches all the time is to know your sites, know where you're going. Golf tournaments are different because you can take an AED with you as a coach, but you're going to be on hole 3 and they're on 18. So usually it's, but like our tennis, you may not be at a school that has, because schools will have AEDs. Some of your public parks we go play at don't. Cross country is another good one that show up at a park somewhere and run. And so Coach Pershing travels with one to cross country. Coach Sterling usually travels with one. Our baseball softball coaches, because they're located over there and the access to get all the way into the elementary school and back, we weren't kind of happy with that distance. And so we kind of make sure that they have one on site over there as well. Tell our coaches all the time, we got a couple kids that do have heart conditions, and so our coaches know that when they get to a site, they actually look for AEDs, especially like these playoff sites. Like at Midway the other day, I walked down and around because I couldn't see where the sign was, and I found it that was down in the hallway. Not saying we'd ever use it but it's just one of those things that it's always on our mind to kind of make sure those things are taken care of. And Coach Ray may have already done it, but when I'm sitting in the stands and I just start thinking about those kinds of things. And but I do think a mock injury of some sorts would help us. As coaches, we're always going to be, especially in the practice, we're the initial. And then we start making phone calls to, if it's in session, school's in session, we call, obviously. Tanya's going to get notified. Nikki Ray will be the first one. But coaches are, they got to stop the bleed. They got things that they can assess. But we need to have a mock one to go through certain scenarios, because a few years ago, I mean, we had the weight room accident, and but all of our coaches followed the proper protocol.
They did so. It was amazing how calm they were, because by the time that we get out there, I've even got out there a few times with kids needing stitches and stuff, and they've already got it. The bleeding is stopped, and they're so calm and keep everybody calm. And, yeah, even on that incident, they were very calm.
But with nowadays and any time, you never know what coach has ever been in the situation or not. You don't want to freak out either, because I've done it before, so it kind of not. It's okay to me, but a first-year coach has never done it before, never had to deal with it, and they're the ones that's dealing with it, plus 30 kids over here. Mm-hmm. It can freak you out a little bit, but I think mock ones, you do it in CPR, you do those things, but you don't do the other types of injuries.
I sent an email to them is what they're referring to, because I'm a family medicine physician, and sports medicine is part of that training, and they started sending out some alerts about, I guess it was probably about a month, maybe three weeks after the DeMar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills incident. And especially in football, the first thing you have to think about is C-spine injury if a player's found down. And what was happening across the country was everybody was thinking heart. And so they were flipping the player over and pulling off helmets and slapping on an AED, right? Which is good, but if they have a pulse and they're breathing, like, you don't want to destabilize that neck. You want to keep the neck stabilized. And so they kind of sent out basically an alert saying, remember, guys, like, refresh it with your community and your patients who play those kind of sports. And with football especially, like, getting, you know, you have to unscrew if you're concerned. If they're breathing, you're exactly right, and they have a pulse, you have to unscrew the face mask and you have to cut off the football pads to keep the C-spine stable. So it is one of those things that they do recommend, like, try it, like, do it. And but it was funny, I said, hey boys, what do y'all do to get a face mask off? And they were like, oh, there's screwdrivers. Like they knew where everything was. Like, it was made my mama heart feel better, because I was like, they know where all that stuff is.
So for us, we have kits on the sideline, helmet kits. And so every coach travels with one along. And a helmet kit, the way they've done it now, which is awesome, the new helmets, which good and bad. The good is all the different kind of, they're not screws so much on some areas, they're kind of a button thing. They're very secure, but it also drove the cost of the helmet up. But it's a, if a kid's laying there and we have to remove a helmet, it's this tool punches us when it unbuckles the bottom part of the face mask on both sides. And then these are screws. They've got to be. They've tried to do buttons, but they keep breaking because that's the most part of the impact. So these screws, but the helmet, the face mask can now just come up and still be accessible. And so, because that takes the longest time as a screw. Well, they can still unscrew while treating.
Wow.
And so all of our coaches have those. If not, they know a pin works. If it comes down to it, you can't find the tool. The end of a pin can do it as well. All it is just a push button. It's small enough, but it unbuckles it and real easy to go. But the first question I asked our trainer about that, I said, hey, you come up to a kid, they're on their stomach, what are you doing? And she goes, well, I'm going to lay down and try to get to where I can see if they're breathing, there's a pulse or anything. She said, I'm not moving them until I know what's going on. And so, but that's kind of the, in football, that's, you do know that. But everybody was kind of freaking out because time sensitive. I mean, that is it too. So, but it was good and bad. I mean, I'm glad he recovered. It was good to, I think the whole nation kind of saw the impact and what an AED can do and the importance of having them on. Because they're expensive and some people are scared to buy a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. And we're
not. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. But that's most of mine.
What about Coach Bell? Do you need to talk anything about middle school?
No, they're going to do them around April, he said. When I talked to him, it's the fitness gram stuff.
Okay.
So every coach, when I talk coaches, I mean middle school to high school. They're all trained the exact same way and go through the same thing. And on top of that, we have a coaches meeting at the beginning of the year with me where I have all 30 coaches in the room and also talk our protocols of things. I go over with them the emergency action plans of what's gonna happen. Like if something happens, who do you call first? What's the first thing we do? Our first phone call, depending on the severity of it, I mean, we tell them all the time, 911's not a bad button, those aren't bad buttons to hit. If you're freaking out and there's an injury, we can always go from there. So, but Coach Ray does a good job of being out there for practices and games. Middle schools in the mornings are always the tougher ones of that, but where we kind of help our junior high coaches is especially starting this next year, what we're doing is our head coach will be at the practices in the mornings at 6:30 in the morning. Our defense coordinator, strength coach, will be out there as well. And so it's offensive coordinator is already going to be, so we're adding some experienced people down there to help those guys that if something happens, 9 times out of 10, the most experienced coach is going to jump in and help that. And so, but having those, she brought it up and I thought it was a good idea, a great idea to have, and maybe not even us doing it, but someone else coming in and having that training of, hey, a kid's down, what are we doing? Broken arms are easy.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, those kind of things are easy, but teaching a coach, you see the concussion videos. They can only teach you so much. Being able to see that of a kid and see an impact and see the hit, that's what we try to teach our coaches is to pay attention to the game, the type of hit that they take, because that information can really help their recovery process. And so our concussion protocol, I don't know how far you want me to go on that, but
listed. Yeah, and we can also, if Nikki, she could come to the next meeting and add all that in there if she wants to.
I do our concussion protocol. That's another thing. It's one of those, I guess, OCD things. I like to look at it and observe it, but our protocol people are, it's Coach Ray. What's head coach is always listed on there, head coach or assistant coach, because they're the first ones there, but it's Nikki Ray. Bree Hodges is on our concussion protocol team. And then Dr. May at Scott and White. And so concussions usually go through that process and they're on a protocol to return to play. Severity of a concussion, we also have a return to learn that goes in line with 504, things like that, that a kid might need accommodations based on sunglasses, lights, testing and things like that during the course of a year. Return to Learn can help get them okay in the classroom or not fall behind as well. So it's pretty in depth, somewhat. We try. We make mistakes, but we try.
That sounds good. Did you have any questions? No. You want to start, Coach Ramsey, and tell us about elementary? Tell us how many kids you have over there.
I think 7-10? 7 something. It's a bunch. It's a bunch, but we actually started our fitness group testing this week because, I mean, I only have to test 3rd, 4th, and 5th, but it's a lot. And I don't want to cram it all in a 2-week period and just do that. So, like, we did pacer test yesterday, and I'll have some makeups because I had some kids absent. I got some with broke arms and that kind of thing that can't do PE right now. I have till May, though. So I was like, okay, we're going to just go ahead and get a jump start on this. And kids have already asked me, can we do the pacer again so I can better my score? I'm like, absolutely. You know, next week when we do it again and those kids that were absent do their makeup, if you want to better your score, go for it. We'll also do push-ups next week. And then the following week, yeah, I'm just spacing it out and doing like one test a week to make it easier on myself. We're also doing a big jump rope unit right now. And I did something new this year where, like karate belts, you start out white, yellow, orange, and move your way up. Well, I did a jump rope system where we have the color karate belt. I just got the big graph paper and posted it on the walls. And for instance, like a white belt is you have to be able to jump 20 times without stopping or taking a break or messing up, and we get to write your name on the poster. So it goes all the way up to 200 as black belt. And I have two kids on the black belt, but it's making them work so hard. Normally when I do jump rope, you know, they're like standing talking to their friend and then they'll jump for a minute. Well, these kids are jumping for a good 15-20 minutes and they're like leaving there sweaty
and then going to the nurse because they can't breathe. Yeah, we're like, okay,
but it's really pushed them to you know, see how
that's good.
I love it.
I and we're more calm in class after that too.
Yeah. I don't know what else.
710. Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted to get fitness cram done because I have honeybee relays to really, I got to plan. I'll start planning for that next month. So I'm trying to get this fitness cram because I'm really nervous about this many kids and honeybee relays.
Yeah, you're going to need lots of help.
Yes.
Lots of volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's always so much fun, and they love it, and we all love it, too. So,
yes.
The last lie, I forgot one. Uh-huh. I guess legislation is talking about Narcan and stuff like that, too. Uh-huh. So that might be another thing added to our training. Mm-hmm. They usually go through legislation, TA, UIL, and then pushes through. So that's usually a summer thing. So,
are they wanting y'all to carry it with y'all or something? I mean,
I don't know. The only reason I find out is all the big school people I know, they usually find out first, like the Dallas ISDs and stuff. And so Round Rock ISDs, athletic trainer, messaged me and said, get ready for Narcan. So,
yeah, so we, you know, we got it here and stuff. We have it at the high school and the middle school. And then we train like the office staff and stuff on it. And then next school year, we'll train the whole entire staff with it and stuff. But yeah, so I've heard they're going to start putting them in like in vending machines and stuff.
They're putting it everywhere.
Yeah.
Thank God
that you can get it.
Dose on Narcan because squirted up somebody's nose in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not going to hurt them. That's what we were telling everybody. Everybody's like, well, how do I know if I need to do this? It doesn't matter if you just do it because it's not going to hurt them. You know, if we even have, I mean, if they're just out in the bathroom, you know, that's what we're going to do.
That and obviously we have a few coaches that are EpiPen because of diabetes.
Yes, yes. And then also I got Coach Ray an EpiPen that she carries too in her training thing that she carries with her that we do a refill for her every year too. So she has it just in case.
I don't think there's any other trainings they do.
Okay.
Maybe. Anything else for me?
Nope. Okay, let's go back to the beginning, and then let's let Kayla, Miss Andrews, from our last meeting and stuff, just some things that we talked, and then you can introduce our person that's here today, because everybody's probably saying, why is he here? What is going on? So tell, what's going on?
So this is Jared Burt. He is the pastor at Taylor's Valley, and he has agreed to help us with the Backpack Buddies. So we get to get that going ASAP. They're wanting to do that super quickly. And we're gonna just try to build on it from there. We've got about 40 kids so far. We still need our teachers to fill out some paperwork and send us some names. We know there's more than that out there. It's just a matter, you know, of trying to identify them. So we're gonna get this going for this year. That way it might alleviate some of the fears that some of the parents have for the 4-day next year, and know that that's gonna be something that they can depend on.
Did you wanna tell us about what all you're planning on doing?
Well, my sidekick, and she, her and the director of our food pantry went and looked at another food pantry. I think they do something with Temple ISD, and learned a little bit about their operations and things that we could do better and differently. I think our church will be incredibly supportive and excited. We think we can do it as an offshoot from our food pantry ministry, what they already have going, and try to build upon that. Heather does have a whole lot more details than I do, just because she's been in the thick of it. But
if she comes in, we'll just let her talk whenever she gets
here.
Yes,
that would be great. I was going to be your supporter, but here we are. So I do think she's on her way, though. She texted me and said she was. So, but I'm excited about it. I think our church is going to be excited about it. Anything we can do to help, you know, Academy or our community, we're on board for.
Thank you.
Yes, we're so grateful for them. And so Kayla was sort of, we were talking about, we had a meeting together with Chelsea and stuff, and talked about, like, when we get stuff, how to get the backpacks to the kids, and we were like, we're going to put life skills, like they can do a lot of, tell them what you're wanting, like sorting.
We're going to be collecting the food from Taylor's Valley, and then we're going to sort it, and we're just going to bag it in Walmart sacks so that they can put it in their backpack, so we kind of take away the embarrassment factor or, you know, something like that.
Them not bringing back the backpacks that we furnished.
Bring them back, yeah. And different things like that. That way, nothing's holding us back from sending it with them the next week. And also, it gives our special needs students a chance to really get those vocational skills and really work with all that. So, we're excited about it.
And she has quite a bit of room, and I mean, quite a bit of space in her room that we feel like we can.
Me and Tanya have already been looking around trying to figure out what
we're wanting a food pantry. We want parents to go shopping.
Yeah.
And we're gonna let you run that for us, Amanda.
We've got big dreams.
We do.
It's all starting with Backpack Buddies.
That's where we're starting. So we're so thankful for you to do that for us.
Middle school life kids, life skills kids, or high school too?
Both. It's going to be both. Yeah, it's probably going to be both. I mean, we can, they can just walk over to, we'll probably try to keep it all in one location and stuff, but then we can have, Lori can let us know what kids can come over and help, and then we can get them over, and they can do sorting, and then...
Yeah. And it's also going to depend on how many we're putting together.
And then we even talked about that maybe even delivering some stuff. You know, we've even talked about that actually delivering to people. Like if it was like a casserole, Kayla has talked about maybe making some stuff and then having that like delivered to them. So
maybe do that once a month to start out with, and then have some volunteers from the church and the school deliver to some of the families that need it.
So right now, I think we have about 40 on our radar. Mm-hmm. We probably have more that we don't know about, but we have our teachers. We have Chelsea did a survey out for our teachers to, if they have anybody that they have in mind or something, to please reach out to us. So we're waiting to get all of those back. Have y'all got that very many from high school?
No.
Okay. And then middle, did we get?
I don't know if, did we get
Does it go
more?
To you, Chelsea?
Yeah, it goes to me.
We might look at our Christmas list, too.
That's what we talked about, looking at our Christmas list, too.
We do an angel tree, the bee tree.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we have a list
of
kids.
Yeah, we talked about, and then usually it's our staff that pretty much just goes in there and grabs some and then go shopping, and then, so we had quite a bit on that, so we're going to go back to that. We'll wait for her to come back in, she can tell us anything else. Is there anything else that you needed to add with that?
No,
with anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Tanya?
I think you're great.
I feel like I'm missing something.
So on our next meeting, we're going to do the school nurse meeting and then our wellness plan. And then, so now we're going to get into our counselors. So we will start with our elementary.
Okay. So we do, just say
710.
Yes. So we do like
we just talk about what I do.
Talk about like the guidance and then how you.
Okay,
have
we do like I do. I don't know what I'm saying. I do. it's only harder for 7 years. I do. Like we have focus on it one character trait a month from our Character Strong program, and I think we all have done things with that on all campuses, but we do one character trait a month, and I go in like through a specials rotation or like try to pop in a classroom or something and do like give a guidance lesson. Like this month is honesty, and I did like I'll do a little guidance lesson, teach them like a breathing technique or something, like a strategy that they can use to like keep themselves like calm themselves down, and then so we do that once a month, and then the teachers pick like three kids because we really. We want them to, like, every kid to get picked for a character trait throughout the school year and not just be the same ones, you know, because it's easy to pick, well, Susie's sweet and good at everything, but we don't want to pick her, like, every single time. So we're trying really hard to get teachers to pick, like, a student. Like, everybody's going to get chosen for something. And we do, like, a character trait lunch where we do, like, a certificate and we decorate the cafeteria and their parents can come eat with them and we just recognize them like that. And then we do, kids are just kind of in and out like all the time. I try to do some small groups whenever I can, or, like we had a little mean girl issue today. And so I just brought all four of them in and we all just kind of sat down and I don't know, I just give them strategies and tools to help kind of, we really like try to spread kindness to everyone. That's what we focus on at elementary, that's one of the main things
or
that we
at
do.
45.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly. But we try really hard to build, you know, that foundation of yeah. This is how you should treat people even if you don't know that
or see
how you are at home.
Modeled for mm-hmm. you. Yeah.
Yes. So that's basically
that's good. And then you're working on the bat.
Yes,
thing,
like whatever yeah, whatever Kayla and y'all need from us.
Last year, we were really struggling with kids acting out and coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm. How does it feel this year so far?
Well, I can say one thing, like our frequent flyers, I guess you would say, we have that impact counseling, mm-hmm. The counselor that comes. And so she's able, I'll talk about like academics, like she's like the tier three, like intervention. And so just having her, like the ones who really, really need somebody. Mm-hmm. Having her, like, working with those kids every week, like, I feel like it's helped, like, so much. Because they know, so I'll use one of our students for an example who used to, like, flip tables and destroy mm-hmm. classrooms. Now he knows, like, well, okay, well, I can't flip the table and I can't mm-hmm. run and wander around. He knows he has a certain spot to go. So he may still, like, leave class because he's mad, but he goes to, like, his designated spot. Right. So I think it just helps. Because everybody's just kind of on the same page as far as
what the game plan is for this.
Yes, and they need, yes, and it's not all like if there is a behavior. Of course, sometimes you have kids who are just being little turds, but then there's always more than likely a reason behind their behavior. And you may not know it, but the more you talk to them, and then all of a sudden they'll just cry and my dad left last night and I haven't seen him. And there's always, everybody, we're really good at talking to them and figuring out like what's the underlying. I think maybe understanding too, just to there's a function behind the behavior. Mm-hmm. If I said that,
I'll
right,
say
I
know that the counselor that comes has helped. We have a little first grade mm-hmm. girl who lost a parent mm-hmm. Right before school started, and it's helped her a lot.
He committed suicide and. She would just wander like the hall and just cry, like sobbing, like cry, because it would just hit her.
Yeah.
and
missing her dad.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it would, you never knew when it would hit her, but you would just hear her, like through the building, you would hear her. And she's, I mean,
this is a counselor.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't know that mom would have got her that third.
And that's counselor. Right. Otherwise, she, it's, or,
and it's so, a, can you find them? Are they covered under your insurance? Yeah. Can you miss work?
Yes.
It's really benefited her. Third party that Academy has brought on and paid. So it's free of charge.
ISD is paying.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it, that has been like such a blessing, because it is, all of them that I know I have referred are people who, like, they're not bad parents, but it's not going to be able to take them to
get professional counseling.
Yeah.
I know. I wish everyone knew exactly what all Academy does for them. I mean, you know, like they didn't have to do this.
Right. And it's the same person. She comes every week. Every so the kids
got a relationship.
Yeah. They, it's great. Really.
Right now she spends one day a week on each campus. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. But the school has even said she's,
I think, what did I say, 30? I think we need to look. About 30 she's seeing right now. She's terminated or finished sessions with about two. And I know I've referred more, so she has she has more.
Yeah.
Like at some point, she's going to have to figure out a rotation or something. And she's also helped one or two at the ECC, too.
That's very cool.
Alternative. She's had some at alternative. So she's great.
Really good. It's been really good.
She's really great.
Okay, so
sorry.
That's okay. So Amy, middle school, and then also ECC, you're having to do two roles. So talk about
that. Okay, I'll talk about middle school first. The way that we do the guidance lessons, the social emotional learning, is we use the character strong program as well. It's different for older kids than the monthly character traits. It has a lot of different things like understanding emotions, coping skills, friendship skills. So it's for older kids. And I am in a sixth grade classroom on Tuesdays. I rotate through the sixth grade rooms. On Wednesdays, I'm with in a seventh grade room, and Thursday an eighth grade room during our Excel study hall period. And the days where I'm not in the classroom doing that with students, their Excel teacher does that with them. Overall, the kids really seem to like it. The teachers like it. They don't have to do any preparation. Everything is already done for them. They just follow the directions in the program. So it's been good. And then, of course, I do individual counseling as needed. There are certain kids that I check up on once or twice a week. And our therapist from Impact Counseling is at the middle school campus on Mondays. She currently sees about 11 or 12 middle schoolers. And so part of that referral process is talking to the parent about getting them started with her. And the parents, every single parent that I've talked to has been really excited about it, very thankful to the district that they don't have to make appointments, leave work, pay for it. And so many places have a waiting list that is forever long. And I tell the parent, hey, I can get them in with her on Monday. And you don't have to do anything. And so it's really been great. My kids like her a lot. And it's helped me with my workload, because I also go to the Early Childhood Center, which is pre-K and kindergarten, on Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons. So when I'm over there, I do character strong rotation, which is the monthly character traits, and we're doing the same thing. Honesty is the trait this month. And I do like the mindful moment or a breathing technique, some kind of simple skill that they can use to cope. Now, they're 5 and 6 years old, so they're not great at it yet, but the goal for that age group is really just exposure to social, emotional learning and being able to identify emotions and learn how to talk about it and cope with things.
She also does a special lesson for my class every Friday.
Yes, I do.
And they love it. They look forward to it.
Yeah, every Friday I go into the life skills room in the afternoon for probably close to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do with them is I kind of adapt the younger, like the elementary mm-hmm. character strong traits and some of the middle school concepts. And I really just make something unique for them. And it can be a combination of different things, like we use stories, we use games, we use crafts, cooking, just a lot of different things. And I purposely do that on Friday because it's my favorite thing to do. And so I get to do it on Friday at the end of the week. And
that's a lot of fun. They love it.
I think that's it for me.
Okay. And high school.
Yeah. Miss Copeland is in the thick of it. We're right in the middle of eighth grade registration, where we talk one-to-one with each family and student and plan their 4 years for the high school. So we're going back and forth. And so today was her day, sadly. So she said that she cannot be here. But we do very similar things. Our teachers are heavily at the high school for Character Strong. We send out information of what to do and how to do it. And we utilize our TCA period. We feel like that's the best time period. We're probably still trying to figure out all the kinks of Character Strong to make sure it's a productive thing for students. We did do a lesson or a assembly on fentanyl this year, where our nurse and our SRO talked to all the kids about what they can, all the signs, symptoms, don't do's, how, whatever, not how to's, don't do's. we are working on with the SRO and nurse as well on a safety day coming up soon, where there are going to be lots of things. One of the things is a station with our SRO, because this year's seniors will need to graduate having the peace officer instruction training, how to talk to a police officer, peace officer, whatever. I think it's peace officer is what they say. But so when they're stopped, so they have to have training on that by the state, says they have to. So that's happening and then after spring break, the 22nd, I think, after March, in March, March 22nd, after spring break, we have already...
The day that they have UIL?
It is. Okay. It's our half day, so we're keeping the kids outside and in a different spot while UIL is going on in our campus as well. It's the district UIL mm-hmm. meet. We also have the impact counseling, and I found great, I mean, just same thing. Our kids are, I have a kid who, like, didn't talk to me, but would always, anyways, we had a thing. She was great, and she would always come, but she didn't really want to talk to counselor. She was a little leery of talking to our impact counselor, and now she comes by and says, today's the day, right? Today's the day, right? And talks to her every week, and so she's getting good things out of that. We do have, and we've all been trained on this, the T-Chat through Texas A&M. It's a online counseling thing with doctoral students, and so it, but it's virtual. It's all virtual, but we've all been trained on how to refer and how to get there. I don't know that anybody's utilized it yet.
Is that
because
covered?
So what I understand is there's different regions. So ours is A&M, and like I know Taylor or Williamson County is UT. Mm-hmm. So different maybe colleges got it. I don't know, but it's a grant. So each grant services so many counties and so many areas or whatever, but they do
T-Chat, like just the letter,
like the letter T and then chat. Doctoral students, and they did say they had some psychiatry possibilities through that as well, because again the waiting lists are crazy, but we've not had that at this point you know, and then we're trying to like get kids graduated and into colleges or the military or workforce and CCMR, CTE, we're doing lots of things. So I think our kids are busy. I was at the board meeting last night and Jared started talking about all the things coming up. And there was one day, I think soccer and tennis and track and like all these. And I said, so we're going to have school win on that day. So our kids are so involved and great. But, you know, our kids are the best.
We have the best counselors. Definitely have the best. They care so much about our kids, and we love y'all.
Well, thanks. You're the best.
I wish that Lisa could have been here because she works really closely with the. She's the nurse at the high school. She works very closely with the counselors, and just like me and Amy work really close together, we will see a student, we refer them back and forth to each other. You know, if she's not there, I sort of use some of her stuff to how she handles situations. And anyway, so thank y'all so much for everything y'all do.
We love what we do.
Do y'all have anybody have any questions about anything to do with the counseling or anything? No. Okay. Do we have anything that we want to put on our open discussion for whatever? What's going on?
So Heather got stuck at the church with an emergency.
Okay.
But she said that she can FaceTime in or call in if anybody has any questions.
I don't think that we really do. I mean, does she need to tell us something? Or, I mean, we know what they're doing and...
From, yeah.
Okay.
I think we know everything.
Okay.
Just make sure they know how grateful
we are. We are so grateful. Yes. And when are we thinking that we're going to get started on this?
You may call her.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
She's waiting anyways for
okay.
Me, so, I'll just call her. So that I can get. I don't want to tell you all wrong.
Where's the pantry going to be?
Hello.
Hello, Heather.
Hey,
Kayla. So, you're on speakerphone with everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
We kind of got the breakdown of the little bit of the new stuff that was going on from Jared. He said y'all went to, I'm guessing CTLC, is that what he's talking about?
We did, yes.
Yeah, CTLC. And looked around. Did y'all end up getting any of the logistics figured out, kind of?
We did get some of the logistics figured out. So there is a place here, a room here on our campus that we can kind of store those supplies temporarily. It probably wouldn't work long term. Now, once our big building is finished, they've said we could have a little section in there if we needed to source the food and stuff here.
Okay.
But I wasn't sure how, because you had mentioned maybe an idea of maybe a portable that might not be in use that you might have access to.
Yeah, we still need to look into that a little more, but yeah. There's also room in my classroom. You haven't seen my classroom, but it's huge. It's like two huge classrooms connected by a hall with an office and this giant bathroom. So there's plenty of places that we can help with that also.
And I have those cabinets that I need to get rid of.
We've got cabinets that we're looking to put in there. And so I mean, we will find a spot. That's not, that's nothing that we want you to have to worry about if that's what y'all are worried about. Because then, I mean, if it's at our school, then we're able to sort it and all that too. So,
yeah.
You know.
That was one thing we were thinking through. Like, if our preteens wanted to help, like how we could get them involved and get them over there, or if they're involved in kind of starting it. And then, so we talked through a lot of other ideas on stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we even have, we got bags already, like, so we've gotten some things kind of rolling on that. We're really still looking for, hopefully starting towards the end of the school year, kind of getting that rolling. So that way, we can kind of have all the kinks worked out and everything before, you know, the school year really goes to that and see what we can do over the summer.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So when are you thinking that we're going to get it rolling?
My tentative goal, what I'm working towards right now, is the beginning of May.
Okay.
So then that way we'd have a couple of weeks. I mean, unless you suggest something different. But I was, that's kind of in my mind what I'm kind of trying to work towards.
No, that sounds like a great goal. That sounds like a great goal. We're already, what, almost.
And we didn't really talk about it a while ago, but we were talking about, like, go ahead and continuing this through the summer. Like, we don't want to stop it in May. Like, these kids that we've already identified, that's what we were talking about coming up here and having the different people volunteer to, like, take it to their houses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For so we definitely want to, I guess, get it in a few weeks before school gets out so we can, you know, make sure those families know what's going on and can, you know. But
sure.
So that'll be perfect. I think beginning of May is awesome.
Yes, we appreciate it so much.
Yes, we're so thankful for y'all.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to be able to see what we can do on that. Okay, I do have one question that someone asked me, and I did not know the answer to. So the question that they asked was, and you may not know, but so if they're going to a four-day week, then the like income from taxes and stuff that would have normally paid for that fifth day, what happened to that? Like, is there like a funding for that through Academy at all, or is it we're trying to?
I don't. What is she asking?
So, are you meaning like the money? Okay, are you saying that the money that the school is saving by not going on the fourth day is that what you're kind of meaning?
Yes, like.
Well, we're really, it's only a four-day difference for the entire year. So, yes, we're not going to be here on Fridays, but
the
we're
first
only going
month, we're here
for
5 days.
4 days. The kids are only going to be here 4 days less next year than they were this year. So like, fair days, yeah, those were, like, that kind of thing.
Fair days were canceled, PD days.
Not, from what I understand, and I mean, I'm no... tax expert or whatever. But
yeah,
from what I understand, it's not saving a ton of money.
Yeah, and if there are questions about ISD funding, we are not the body to answer that. Like, that would need to be asked of
the superintendent. Yeah, that direction.
Okay. And that's what I said, I don't know. I said, I will ask. I said, I don't know if they would know anything about that.
Yeah, that's
but
not
if
us.
Not, they would know who to tell us.
Yeah.
To ask,
they could contact the superintendent.
Yeah.
On any of that.
Yeah. I mean, they were very kind, but I don't know.
Yeah, they were just wondering to see if that money could go towards that. Yeah. Yeah, that's above our pay grade.
Yeah.
I ain't even getting in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And we also did start looking at hygiene pack stuff.
Oh, awesome.
So that
okay.
way we could hopefully be able to do some sort of hygiene thing once a month. That's kind of what we're shooting for right now.
That's going to be great. That'll be very helpful to those kiddos. Well, thank you so much, Heather.
Yeah,
we really appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, if there's anything else that comes up, there are any ways we can help or somebody bounce ideas off of, I'd love to be available for that. So.
Okay. We will give you a holler.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Okay, so any other things that we need to cover? Anything that anybody wants to bring up that we can address or find out information about for our next meeting? Okay, so our next meeting is scheduled for March the 23rd. Is that right? I think. March 23rd at 1:30. Is that a Thursday?
Yes.
So March 23rd at 1:30, and that will be our last and final meeting for the school year, and then we'll start back up next school year and have our four meetings again. So thank you all for coming, and I'm going to turn the recording off.
Okay.